I would like to invite you to come back to the day yesterday and to think about what we have heard yesterday in the workshop B. So first of all, there were topics touched in the keynote of Bruno, and I think aspects we were informed about was the diagnosis, in particular monitoring of CE and AE. And what we found, and as a personal view, we had some scribbles, so we took some notes, and this is what we brought up. I know that many of... Something wrong? And I know that these talks have been much more information, but what our job was to just to concentrate it and to think what we found, what was the most interesting part. So I think for follow-up of CE and AE, there are some special methods, in particular serological methods, as well as PET-CT as an imaging technique. I think Bruno stressed the aspect of resistant versus susceptible AE in underlining his experiments in the animal model. And still there's a lot to do, and we do not have all answers yet for that. And he calculated also that of 200 seropositive, one case may have or has AE. That's what I wrote down then. A new perspective for the future is perhaps the proteomics, which might help us to better understand what is the situation in the individual host when he is confronted with such a such an agent. Well, risk factors were touched only partly. I think that's part of the workshop A also to deal in about, and the tons of dog feces covered. You know, I think it's something workshop A can deal with later on. Well, then we had several presentations, and starting with Franche-Comté. There is a stable prevalence, as we have heard by Patrick, 5.5 cases per year, and there's a spatial distribution. And what he stressed is that less clustering, as previously thought, then less farmers or farming as a potential risk factor, and there are no gender differences. And he particularly stressed the point that there are differences in the different districts or departements between Haute-Saône and Doubs. And, well, this comes up with different pattern of distribution of the Echinococcus multilocalis in this area. And I think Frank Echino has done a wonderful job to further look for cases, and they found an increase of cases and even strange cases in the French Réunion. But I think we can make a question mark on that. Well, we came to the presentation from Slovenia. And I think there were a lot of hospital inpatients analyzed, at least let's put it to 1,400, and 45 Western blot positive individuals were identified and two AE cases. But it was stressed also in the discussion that there is a lack of communication between the microbiologists and the parasitologists and the clinicians, which should be improved in the future. Well, in the Netherlands, we had the report of Titia about three imported cases with a case vignette starting into and the possible autochthonous cases in an immunocompromised host. And we were informed about the possibility to see whether serology might help us to understand where the disease might be, the human disease might be. So it was a controlled study of different parts of the Netherlands, and we also were discussing the interpretation of Western blood, and had some help of somebody of the company, and as well as many open questions at that stage. Well, from the Swiss colleagues, we had the information on the very concentrated look back for cases, and in Switzerland. So there was, by the recapture method, several cases found. So with a 95% sensitivity, cases were detected, but still years later, some cases can be found, which would add to the total number of cases. And I was particularly impressed about the Swiss GRID, which provides a complete view on a very detailed area, and how the human cases are distributed in the different areas of Switzerland. I think important is the point, or was for us the point, that there was a decrease of cases in the rural areas. And there were also the idea of a significant aspect of the gender differences. So we heard about that more females are having AE than males. So that was that particular. Then we had the presentation by Dominique. Then we had a presentation by Dominique in the immunocompromised host to see what we can learn about these patients when they have the multilocularis infection while they have other problems, other immune deficiencies in some way. So there is an increase of cases compared before the millennium and after the millennium. We had something about 2 of 45 and something 11 of 67 cases. So there seems to be an increase in the period of the last 10 years. There is also an increasing publication activity on that particular topic. So we have to look at what comes out in the future. And there are also reports on meetings in different places. So we have to be aware of that, and also monitor perhaps the colleagues who show up these cases and present their data in a way that is appropriate for the disease. Most important is the aspect that there is an unusual presentation in those cases. And even some of them are seronegative, and so they cause a lot of diagnostic complications in the head of clinicians until they get to the final diagnosis. But PCR is a well-established method in specialized laboratories, so I think one should recommend to contact those laboratories to do the PCR and to have the final diagnosis of a confirmed case of AE. So then we had the discussion about the accelerated growth, that's for sure. So it seems to be growing faster in the immunocompromised host. Is it an opportunistic infection? Do we have to think about latency? Do we have an early infection in the early, 20 years, and then it comes back, bounce back after having this treatment of malignancy, or is it an indication of a recent infection? That's unclear, and what is most striking is the fact that most of those patients have had diagnostic workup before they have had the treatment of the malignancy, and in that workup, nothing was really shown indicative for AE lesion. So We do not know, is it latency or it's a new infection. So I think it's an interesting point we have to consider. Well, how to kill the beast? That was the last talk in the afternoon session on section B. We learned about mefloquine and also many other drugs which might be in the pipeline to work at the larval stage of Echinococcus. And there is fine work on preclinical and in vitro work. We have been Andrew has been presented, so it's something we have to think about, and it's avant-goût, as I was told by my French colleagues. That's the way it we have to see that perhaps something might move in that way. Now, what you want to see is something about the epidemiology. Therefore, I put up this a plate which we made 10 years ago about of 532 patients collected in all these European countries, as you can see here. And the plate was also shown in many presentations during the workshop. And now you would like to see what are the actual figures. And we try to put it according to the data we have heard yesterday from each presenter and even from the posters to the map you also have seen this morning and yesterday several times. And here are the data. So there are quite new areas where we have lots of patients, as Lithuania, as you, as we have heard of. We have more or less constant focus in the central part, in France, in Switzerland, and in Germany, stretching to Austria. Unfortunately, we do not have the actual figures from Austria. That's lacking. There should be a figure in. But from the other countries, we have some data indicating cases in that particular field. Zero means that we do not have, or that there were no reported cases in these countries, as mentioned and discussed here. A question mark in Czech Republic, I also see a patient from, have seen a patient from Czech Republic infected there. So we don't have the exact figures from this country. But if we look at the map Thomas showed yesterday and look at in the way it would have been in 2006, and now I put the 2010 in this into this map, so we really have the focus where the Echinococcus multilocularis is occurring in the foxes, and I think that's part of the workshop A. And now you want to know how many patients we have in Europe. It's about 1,060 counted together. And if we compare that to that what we have done 10 years ago with the European register, so we double the numbers. So human echinococcosis cases, according to what has been assembled here today, 1,060. So our conclusions is we have a doubling of the AE cases in the last 10 years, according to the data we have heard. We new countries are joining in with reporting cases, not all of them in the same manner and in the same strict compulsory notification system, but somehow we learned about we could think about to have a Swiss grid for all these different countries to have it more precise. And but I think a message came up: its occurrence in urban environment is something which is appearing, it is emerging. And we also have been informed in several presentations that new patient groups are affected, and that might be even more in the next years to come. So that is an aspect which has been addressed. We have the problem of the latency versus recent infection. I think also that is something we have to be which is interesting topic which came up and which is unclear and has to be to be tackled in the next years to come. And most importantly, the networking between clinicians and epidemiologists is of most importance that within the country and over the borders of a country to provide informations, as we have had experienced in the last 2 days of the ECCINO Congress. And at that stage, I would like to thank Benoit so much for organizing this meeting, for putting everything together, for this wonderful organization, and to have us all to discuss thoughts about epidemiology of alveolar echinococcosis. And I would express my thanks also to the assistant of your group, because they were so nice. So we had a wonderful day, and sorry for leaving early, but I have another meeting to go, and I hope you have a wonderful and fruitful afternoon, and thank you very much.